It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe, and this is Iowa Week. All week long on Talk of Iowa and River to River, we're going to be exploring artistic Iowa. And to begin our journey, I am standing outside an unassuming little carriage house off of 2nd Avenue in Cedar Rapids. And this is the location where probably the most well-known piece of art from Iowa was created. This is Grant Wood's studio. And with me is Catherine Kuhnau. She'll be my guide today. She is associate curator at the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art. Hello, Catherine.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. We're excited to do this.
Well, I'm really excited to be here. And we're going to start just by heading up the stairs because the studio was actually in a loft apartment above the carriage house.
Yeah, it was the original hayloft when this was the Turner Mortuary and the hearse was downstairs and that's where the horses were. So there's no interior access, so we have to go up these stairs on the exterior of the building.
All right, let's head in. We've just walked up what I'm guessing are not the original stairs.
No, these are definitely a later addition, much safer than the originals.
But this door is really unusual. And, I mean, tell me about it.
This is a coffin lid, actually. A reproduction. The original's at the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art, just for safety's sake. But yeah, you can see Grant Wood very cleverly painted in the glass. He liked his friends to come over, and he liked to entertain a lot. And so he created this beautiful little clock, and, you know, the hands could turn around to painting in the studio, having a party, taking a bath. Any one of those, you know, he could have the hands face that. So when people dropped by, they would know what was happening.
And why make a door out of a coffin lid?
Well, this was when Grant Wood lived here. The house was originally the Turner Mortuary. And so it would have been at hand. And Grant Wood was very crafty and always liked to use what he had available and was a little frugal. So he appreciated that as well.
Oh, so the first thing you walk in, the first door on your left is the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Was he a big bath taker?
You know, I always forget. I believe he liked showers and his mother liked baths. And so you can see that he sunk the bathtub in so that there was room for a shower over it. That's the original hay pass where they would have tossed the hay down for the horses. So there are a lot of clever little things like that in this apartment where he accommodates his taste and his mother's taste. And as you can see, it's not a large space. So he had to be very creative about the use of it.
And did he actually live here?
Oh, yeah. From 1924 until 1935 when he moved to Iowa City. So this is where he painted all of the masterpieces. American Gothic, as you referenced, Young Corn, Midnight Ride of Paul Revere, Daughters of the American Revolution, Woman with Plants. The big pieces happened here.
And his mother lived with him for all of that time?
Yeah, she actually died in 1935 as well, not long after his marriage, I believe. But yeah, she lived here the whole time. A little bit later, post-1924, he created this separate little room for her so she could have some privacy when he had friends over. But originally, they just both had mattresses that kind of slid underneath those alcoves over there.
Wow, so not a lot of privacy.
No, not a lot of privacy. It's a charming space. It's beautiful, and you can see there's so much natural light. It's a wonderful painter's studio. But yeah, for two people and occasionally three, because his sister Nan, there were spells when she was here as well. It's definitely not a space you would look at and think, yeah, that's totally a three-person apartment and also a functional artist studio.
Right. Well, let's walk in, and it is a studio apartment, so there is a bigish open room. Is that a little kitchen?
It is, yeah. The kitchen is very charming, and a lot of it was Grant's design. You can see all of the shelving here was his. He actually put in that skylight himself. This was actually an apartment up until about the 1970s, so there are some later additions that you can see, but the bones of it are still very Grant Wood. And as I said earlier, he's very clever about space. Any place you can have storage, he's made shelves. So it's really very charming.
And a very tiny kitchen.
Yes, very small. As someone who's seen a lot of studio apartments, this is even smaller.
Now, you mentioned the natural light in this space, and there is a big window on each side, and then in the middle there's a cupola that has windows in the cupola. Was it the light that attracted Grant Wood to the space?
I'm certain that that's what kept him here. He had been teaching at the Cedar Rapids in the Cedar Rapids Community School District, and so it was the idea that Turner gave this to him as a studio, originally not as a living space, for free. And that really freed him up. And then he realized, oh, I could turn this into an apartment. I could live here. And the freedom to do that with no charge was really what freed him up to quit his job at the school district and devote himself to his art full time. And he did make some adjustments to it. That window towards the back of the apartment, he actually pushed it out a little bit and added that window to get light from really four sides, I suppose, if we're considering the cupola as well.
So this apartment wasn't just the site of these great masterpieces. In some ways, it is the thing that made the masterpieces possible.
Oh, absolutely. It really is. This was a huge turning point in his career.
And we've seen his mother's bedroom and the bathroom with the sunken bathtub and this tiny, tiny kitchen. We've got a little fireplace here, which I can imagine was the only source for warmth.
I believe so, yes. And this is, Grant would put this in, and he, you know, has the upturned coal bin kind of as the fireplace hood. So Gunny's very creative.
What do we know about how he worked in this space? As we walk in the door, we see an easel that has some reproductions of some of his most famous works. But what do we know about how he used the space?
We work a lot off of pictures from that time. You'll see over there, we have one blown up, and we've put the easel in the space where it is in that picture. And you can see that's a really good point. The confluence of light really happens there. So it's a good working space for him. But when we do things in the studio, we really try to look at old pictures and see what was where. We go to a lot of antique stores and try and find some items that work from a specific time and then, you know, place them where we see them in the studio. So it's a really fun project. He was always very cognizant of kind of his brand, to use a little bit of an anachronistic term. So like in that picture, you can see he's posing with Daughters of the American Revolution, and he's got his overalls on, very shiny saddle shoes. You know, often he'll have a paintbrush or a cigarette in his hand, but obviously, you know, he's not painting. This is a very formal picture that he's taking. So he was really conscious of his image and what he wanted to be put forth to the world. So it's interesting to look back at those pictures and kind of consider how self-conscious most of them were.
The clock on the door that tells us what Grant Wood is doing at the moment, it does include having a party. He was a pretty social guy, so what kind of gatherings would he have had in this space?
He had a lot of great parties. He had lots of good friends in Cedar Rapids, including, of course, Marvin Cohn. If you look at those two poles kind of separating one part of this open space from the other, they used to hang curtains there and do theatrical productions. His sister Nan writes a lot of fun stories about, you know, having tons of people fill the space to see one of the productions. And you can see, you know, there's space off in the wings where people could have waited.
It's just so funny to think about having gatherings and having theatrical productions in this space, because I think it bears repeating, it is not very big.
No, it's a beautiful space. It's got wonderful light. I never visit without thinking that I would love to live here, but as a person by myself, not with three other people and a host of friends coming in and out all the time.
What do you think we can learn about Grant Wood from being in this space?
And since I've been at the museum, I've obviously delved into Grant Wood in a much deeper way. But what I always take away with me from coming to the studio is, you know, we think of him obviously primarily as a painter, but he was so artistic in so many other ways. He designed the metal pattern that's on that screen. He did a lot of
that's
these cutouts.
The screen that separates his mother's bedroom from the main space.
He was very crafty. Like I said, he really made this a home. He created lots of storage for himself, lots of artistic touches. There's a series of niches kind of throughout the apartment. They frame the windows. We've got two by the cupola. And if you look at pictures of the apartment from the time that he lived here, you know, he had figurines in them. There were lots of potted plants. So I always love to be reminded of how handy he was and how interested in all sorts of arts he was. It's a nice reminder that, you know, we always usually remember artists primarily for one particular thing. But Grant Wood was such a multifaceted personality. It's really fun to see his living space and see how he worked in it like that.
Throughout the hour, we're going to explore what Grant Wood means to Iowa. But what do you think Grant Wood means to Cedar Rapids?
Oh my goodness, Grant Wood. Grant Wood's a really big part of Cedar Rapids. People are very passionate about him. And of course, we always have Grant Woods up at the museum and people have favorites and they want to see this or, oh, I remember when that was last up and I came to see it. So people have really personal relationships with him. And even now in 2016, there are still people who know someone who knew someone who lived next door to him or was a model for one of his pieces. So there's still a really strong personal connection that people in Cedar Rapids have to Grant Wood that is just wonderful. It's really fun to see. It's fun to talk to these people. And they're so passionate about him.
There are traces of Grant Wood all over town and really all over this part of the state.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Grant Wood touch that's somewhere in Cedar Rapids that you just love?
Oh my goodness. I think we're standing in my favorite Grant Wood part of Cedar Rapids. But of course, gosh, I love them all. I love the Bruce Moore porch that he painted. I love his house in Iowa City. That's a really wonderful piece as well. Of course, I went to art PhD in art history, so I spent a lot of time in the old art building. He put the cornerstone down there, so of course, that's a really important piece. So like you said, he's just kind of all over the corridor, really. So it's fun whenever you run into a good example of his work.
Do you feel like Grant Wood, I mean, he lived here, he did his work here. Do you feel like he made a lasting impact on the community of Cedar Rapids?
Oh, absolutely. And of course, you know, as associate curator of the art museum, I deal a lot with the local artists. And just last night, I was with this group of landscape artists, and we were talking about the impact that Grant Wood has had on them, because Grant Wood really primatized Midwestern landscape. Before Grant Wood, it was all East Coast or Europe, or it was very dramatic, and there were thunderstorms and volcanoes and everything. But Grant Wood really made Midwestern landscape like a serious subject of art. And he said, you know, you don't need to go to the East Coast. You don't need to go to the mountains. Like, the land that I grew up in is worthy of artistic attention. And so I think that's a wonderful legacy, and I see it every day in the contemporary artists that I deal with.
Catherine Kuhnau, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I've been talking with Catherine Kuhnau. She's associate curator at the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art, and we are standing right now in Grant Wood's studio and apartment in Cedar Rapids. This hour, we'll be talking about Grant Wood's work, his life, and his legacy on Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.